one cares for you.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. We want to take you into a message entitled, How to Rest in Your Soul. Get your Bible, get your notepad, call a friend, call a neighbor. We trust that you will be blessed by the Word of God. We're going to come again at the end of the broadcast, and we're going to give you more information on how to go to our website and listen to more free teaching. Praise God. We don't put a dollar figure on the Word of God. And I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching and to study the Word of God with us. Let's take you now into a message entitled, How to Rest in Your Soul. God bless you.
And I love everybody. And I know everybody ain't where we are. Everybody gonna be where we are if you hang in there. Because I ain't finna back up off the message. And I'm going to live what I preach. All right, now, Sister Peggy, get Revelation 14:12. Because you blessed me one night with this. And this has always stuck with me. Sister Shamika, get 1 John 3:22. Now, they are trying to say right now that I had one major preacher in this city. He's a major minister, teach thousands of people. He said, you do not have to keep God's commandments. He said, a Holy Spirit will keep them for you. Did y'all just hear that? That's what he said. He said, not dumb. He said, you, under grace, under the new covenant, don't have to keep God's commandment. The Holy Spirit will keep them for you. And folks buying that stuff. So they go commit adultery. They go lie and steal. The Holy Spirit keeping them from me. The Holy Spirit ain't going to hell for you. Them preachers sending people to hell. And they say we no longer have to keep God's commandment because we're under grace. Wait. Wait. The commandment's not designed to save you. The commandment is designed to govern society. They govern God's people. They for sinners. Christians don't need them because if you walk in the spirit, you ain't never got that issue. Mm-hmm. When you get in the flesh, then those commandments are there governing you. Yeah. They're not designed to save. They are designed to govern. Yeah. Now, the whole message in the body of Christ is you don't have to keep the commandments no more. That's a lie. We are not under the old covenant commandments, the rituals, the laws, offering of bulls and goats. Moses wrote all of those. God told Moses what to write. Wrote Moses. It came from God. Moses wrote. God was so smart. He said, Moses, I'm going to let you write all these laws. And they was called the Mosaic Law. God was smart. I'm going to just write 10 things. God wrote those 10 things, and everywhere those 10 things went in the Old Testament, God covered them. They were sitting in the Ark of the Covenant, them two stones, five on one, five on the other. They were sitting. Every time that thing got lost, because when that thing was with Israel, God defeated all the enemies. That thing got lost, and it went in somebody's house that wasn't saved. God almost killed them. That's God's handwriting. Now, in the new covenant, when the new covenant came in, the Bible said, a new covenant will I make with the house of Israel after those days. I will write my laws. Where? He wasn't talking about the Mosaic law. He wasn't talking about all those bulls and goats. The things that he said he's going to write in your heart. When you got born again, God wrote the 10 things in your heart. The only one that it wasn't adjusted, it was just defined, is to keep the Sabbath day. Jesus came as the Sabbath. He is the rest. And when you in him, you keep the Sabbath every day. Yes. Now, if you still want to worship on the Sabbath day, that's cool. But don't judge folks that don't. But Jesus is the Sabbath. So all 10 commandments still intact. Look at it when you get a chance. Let me see my phone a minute. Y'all going to have to give me some time. I ain't had 3 weeks. I did that purposely, too, because I said sometimes they need to back off and see what they got. One preacher came. Now, I let One preacher come because he was the one, he was the instrument in helping me find her. So I invited him to renew my vows. If y'all would have been paying attention, this was the first time he ever came close to preaching because he got a prosperity message and came and denied prosperity when he was over here. He said, all these preachers talk about is money. I'm like, do we know who he is? He done forgot the anointing that fell on him over here. But normally he can't even preach. He tapped into preaching. Why? Because you round the real anointing. But anyway, I said, let me just step back. Maybe they need to know what they got in these two right here, you know? And I think y'all beginning to see what y'all got. You see? But my point is, watch this now. Let me show you something. I took a picture of these Ten Commandments when I was at the Holy Land Experience. And I look at them all the time, and I love them with all my heart because every time I look at them, I see this is what God wrote. How you gonna break what God wrote? Now, when you got saved, he wrote them in your heart. And God said, this is the only thing, this is my passion. This is the only thing that pleased me. Then Jesus came and gave you his spirit to do them and then establish you in Jesus' faith. And the two things in the New Testament is we just got to walk by the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God. And I'm going to show you this in the Bible, in the New Testament. And everybody preaching, we ain't got to do this no more. They misunderstanding the new covenant. Preachers misunderstanding it and done taught it to the church. And the church think we ain't got to do this no more. Now watch this. Okay, the Ten Commandments. Now watch this and watch how ridiculous this is. The Ten Commandments. Now keep in mind the one on the Sabbath, I told you, I can show you in the New Testament. Jesus, well, he's the rest. He said, there remaineth therefore a rest. The Sabbath was about rest. And Jesus said, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. So if you get the revelation, then Paul said, don't let no man judge you in meat and drink or in Sabbath days. You ain't got to be judged by a day now because Jesus himself is the Sabbath. And when you're in Christ, Sabbath is kept holy every day when you walk in him daily. Okay, so keep in mind that one. Do you think that none passed? Do the church think God no longer wants you to rest in Jesus? That's the Ten Commandments. How dumb that we think we don't have to do this as Christians. We've been hoodwinked in the church. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the other ones right fast. My wife done messed me up and got me all off my message. Beautiful message. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you think as a saved person, you say, I love the Lord. If I could do it like my wife, I love the Lord. I can't do it like her. Now, you run around as a Christian in the New Testament. Oh, I love God, but you want another God before him? Why? Why you think that done passed in the New Testament? Why a preacher preach on that? That preacher need to be shot with scripture bullets. That's why I stay on preachers. See, you think that done passed? No. Here's another one. Don't make any graven images. Don't have no other. They made a big old cow and worshiped him. And God came down and said, kill him. And Moses had to intercede. He said, all on the Lord's side, come over here. All on God's side, come over here. Because you can believe whatever you want to believe. We ain't making nobody believe nothing we preach. It's your right to believe what you want to believe. You can believe them preachers if you want to. I ain't making nobody. We ain't got no lock and kill nobody here. But this is the eternal gospel we preaching. Do you think under the new covenant God wants you to have a graven image before him? Why we think it's past? I know y'all don't think this, but this is what this 21st century church think, and you wolves been lying to them. Not you, David. I'm pointing at the camera. And David know they are liars. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Now, wait a minute. I done did three. Who can keep that? How is that hard? Jessica, is that hard? Oh, it's so hard. I got to get an image and put it on my wall and worship it. That's hard to do. Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Pink. That devil done fooled us. All it is, I will not worship no other God but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a split second choice. That is not hard. Okay, don't take the name of the Lord God in vain. Judith, can you do that? Tomorrow, can you not take his name in vain? Can you do that one day? Can you do it 2 days? What will stop you from doing it 3 days? What will stop you from doing it forever? You choose to not do it. What if you forget? You got a conscience inside of you, and you got the Holy Ghost, and take your Bible if you forget easy. And see, you can't say you forgetting them because he wrote them. And if your memory can't recall them, if you come close, that Holy Ghost is going to say, you're going to feel bad inside. You may not know why you're feeling bad inside, but you ignore it. I still want what I want. That's why they hard. You want to do you more than you want to do God. Let's make this thing simple. Anybody saying this hard, you just saying you love yourself more than you love God. Now, here's the facts. Now, I got to get in my part of it today so I can go through each one. Even when the one said, thou shalt not lie. And you said the preacher said they'd gone. In Ephesians chapter 4, let him that stole steal no more. In the New Testament, under grace, where you think that came from? The Ten Commandments. How you say we don't live by them? They're in all the New Testament letters. Under grace, and they wrote in your heart, and some preacher done fooled you the day they gone. Thou shalt not lie. You don't forget not to lie. You lie because you chose to lie. Y'all see how simple this is? Satan done complicated and got us fooled. It's hard. No, you want to sin. Read your verse. Y'all see how simple this is? And some preacher gonna come and holler, free yourself, take a sin break. I knew I would have went to hell, but God had mercy, and his God has given us space. Some sins he ain't worthy to work out. That's what he preached Sunday. Y'all don't think apostle gonna come back and pitch a fit in the scripture? I go crazy on the devil. And I love everybody. I ain't got nothing in my heart against nobody. I can't be web. I wish I was more temperament like him. He cool, boy. I mean, he just cool. He just smooth. I came in here Thursday. I said, I'm going to be smooth like Webb. And I prayed all day to try to be. Came in here and went crazy. You know what? I'm going to do me, and I'm going to let him do him in God. Because you need both gifts. Read your scripture.
Revelation 14:12.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the patience of the saints.
Okay.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
What? In the New Testament, keep the commandments of God. And I can find hundreds of the scripture in the New Testament, in the New Testament letter, under grace, and they preaching that you still don't have to do this. And the Bible says what?
In the faith of Jesus.
It said, read again, Sister Peggy.
Here is the patience of the saints.
Uh-huh.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God. And the faith of Jesus.
That's all you got to do. If you're born again, you are able to do it. Now, if you're not born again, you can't do this. So if you say you can't do this, you ain't born again. And if you ever was born again, you've lost it because you can lose the born again touch. So let's locate the problem before we say God's word in this teaching is a problem. Don't lie on God. Don't lie. Let's locate it. No, the problem is you've never been born again. And if you ever was born again, you've lost God's touch. And you just got to get it back. Because as everything my wife can explain, everything I explain, I'm going to do like she did. Bow your head. How many of y'all know this really easy? Put your hand up. Thank you. That's good. Everybody raising their hand. You see, I just want to make a point. This is not hard. Y'all, we need church. Y'all better stop lying. God gonna send some of y'all to hell for lying on his word. Because let every man be a liar and let his word be true. The truth of the matter is you got something going on in your flesh that you like to give over to every now and then, and you ain't selling some things. You ain't born again, or you done lost the born again touch. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. That's the truth. Now read yours.
And whatsoever
somebody
text
me to figure out who it was.
We receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his
sight. In the New Testament, John said, read it one more time.
And whatsoever we ask.
Whatever we ask. That's why some people's prayers are not answered, because they're not doing the rest of this. Whatever we ask.
We receive of him.
We receive of him.
Because we keep his commandments.
Because we keep his commandments.
And do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
And do the thing. I, every day, conscience, I'm not going to break God's commandments, and I'm going to do what's pleasing in his sight. I live like that every day. You can too. It's a choice. Okay, that's enough on that. Okay, and I'm going to try to condense this here. Go to Matthew's. All right. I ain't friends with nobody going to live a lie, and especially if you're going to fellowship with sin, I can't have fellowship with you. I would love to restore him, and, you know, because as a friend, the Bible says, you which are spiritual should restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. I'm a tiger when I'm preaching, but if you don't walk with me every day and know me and know who I really am, how patient I am with these preachers and loving them, help them do anything in the world for them, you don't really know me. It's these full of pride preachers that when you rebuke them and you stand your ground, they can't take it. Hallelujah. With preachers, you never see where Jesus played with preachers and was light with them. That's for these preachers, leaders. Jesus didn't play with leaders. Okay, Matthew's 11. Now let me get pastory and pastor y'all. You never saw Jesus with common people being that hard. Never. You'll never see me do that to you. If you got a problem, you'll never see me do that to you. It's only for leaders that know better. Okay. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sister DeSandra, I want those words too. That song is where this whole message is going. Like I said, if I don't get there, that's where I'm going. And that song was the word of the Lord to all of y'all. So I hope you wrote the words down. And Jesus said, he got you. He got you. He see you. Everything is naked and open about you. And whether you know it or not, some of all those things are naked and open before men ever. We don't change how we view you. And never will. Because we love you. And we're never going to give up until you are better than us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. Now, don't ever lie on him. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When I come out preaching, I got to come out with a hammer, because that's my anointing, because they got a church out here that if you don't slap them side the head and make them think, they'll think this is garbage we preaching. And it's this word hit them. Boom. What? I ain't never heard that. That's why the word hit you so hard, because you've been hoodwinked by this thing called church. And then after I finish hitting you, sobering you up, I got to send a way up to you then. I'm just working my ministry. Okay. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here's the problem right here. See, now watch this. I know I've taught a lot of stuff here. And because I've been in churches before, and I was taught a lot of stuff. And when I was learning, I knew it was true. But over the course of time, especially when I was struggling, I learned stuff, but I had, okay, if I learned 1, 2, 3, and I learned 1, 2, 3 about this subject, in the course of time while I was struggling, I had 1 over here behind this, 2, I had the 3 over here, you know, I had them all missed. You know what I'm trying to say? They're all jumbled up, and I don't know how to put them back in order. So I done learned a lot of stuff from Apostle, but I just can't seem to get them back in order. I've been there. So my life's teaching, if you really go back and put it everything back in 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, then everything I'm living, everything she's living will make sense to you. And then you will say, I can do that. What happened is Satan jumbled it all up. Okay. But what you got to do is you got to take Jesus' yoke up on you, sit at his feet, and learn. Because you done learned a lot of stuff, but if you're still struggling, you got them jumbled. It's not that we haven't taught the truth. It's not that we haven't demonstrated the truth with our life. You got it jumbled up now, and it seemed like it's just, I can't accomplish it. I can't get it. I know I'm describing where some people's are, because I see it in the spirit. So what you got to do is make a fresh new commitment, because you know this is true here. You know this is real. And you know that ain't real out there. You already know that. So you just going to have to make a fresh new commitment. Because see, some of you, you know, you could be at Bible study. You ain't working every Thursday. Now, if you are, that's another thing. Now, I don't have a problem. But do you think you can get it all on Sunday? Okay, and I ain't trying to fill up Bible study. I'm just telling you, you can't have this if you... You can't have all of God if God ain't got all of you. I got peoples on the internet, and I want y'all to hear me, because God told me to talk to you everywhere. I have people running to me, and let me just share it. The owner of this building ran to me Thursday, and he may be watching, but I'm just not a joke preacher, and I'm not scared. And I was talking to him, and I realized who I was talking to. I said, let me stop. I said, brother, do you know I ain't asking you for nothing? He said, Brother Curtis, I heard God. You didn't say nothing. God was talking to you. And let me tell you what happened. And I don't want to get into personal details, but he won't this rest. He won't this anointing. But there was a promise made to this ministry to just give things to us. I didn't ask for that. See, but you bound now by what you say. Now you hungry for what Pastor Lou is walking in, and God said, tell him you can't get it until you honor him. You can't have this if you don't honor God with your life and substance. And some of y'all done heard me over a year, and you haven't gave a penny to it. And Pastor Lewis don't go around begging for money and never will. And I only talk about it when Jesus talked to me. But if you think you can sit and hear this truth and then keep your little money and pay your bills, that's more important. You can't have this. That's why you're still struggling. You ain't giving your life and substance to it. You can't have it. You're getting all this truth, but... There's scriptures all over the Bible. Until you put your money where your mouth is, God looking at you. Jesus stands over the money plate to see who put what in there. He there. Now, I'm not you. How many of y'all know I don't preach for money? Money don't impress me. I send checks back. But I got to be for real with you. You can't have this because you ain't put your life behind it. And your life is your living. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart would be. Your heart is sustaining yourself. And I know when people come here and hear this truth, I, Curtis Lewis, give people leeway. Because I'm not saying just if you ain't never tithe and you in a big mess. I ain't said the Bible says this now. This is what I say. I understand giving people a chance to get their self together. And I have leeway for you. The Bible don't. I'm just telling you, I don't make it an issue because I've been there before. So just do the best you can and hurry up and obey the word. Now, that's Curtis Lewis verse. That ain't in the Bible. Y'all see? Paul did that sometime. That ain't Curtis Lewis. That ain't the Bible now, because I'll give you a chance to try to get yourself straight and honor God. But if you literally think you can hear this truth and you can just keep on gliding through and never wholeheartedly support it, you fooling yourself. And the man come here and want what I got and forgot you promised to give this to the ministry. And I didn't know I would put the man on the spot. I was lost, man. I was just telling him, do I pay my pay on time? The man have his check. Y'all heard it? Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. I was lost in the spirit.
Well, praise the Lord. Our time is just about up, but I want to thank you for tuning in to the message entitled How to Rest in Your Soul, and for a subtopic, why. God's word is God's word. We can't add nothing to it, and we can't take nothing from it. The Bible says that when we're born again, we're able to keep God's statutes and do them. The Word of God teaches us in the book of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 22 all the way down to the last verse. It tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any man look into the perfect law of liberty and don't do the word, he's like a man looking into a glass and go away and forget what manner of man he was. The Bible said we can now do the word since we are born again. And I want you to take the word of God into your heart, into your life, and rest. Amen. The Bible said there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. When you receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you're born again, and you're born and you have God's nature. You no longer have a sin nature. The Bible says 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That means you don't have nothing old that's left in you. Now all you got to do is grow in grace and in the knowledge of God and grow thereby. And if you do, you'll grow in righteousness and true holiness according to Ephesians 4. And if you grow that way, you will be able to maintain God's standards all the days of your life. Confirming verses in Luke 1, starting at verse 73, go down to verse 75. The Bible said we can live in righteousness and holiness all the days of our lives. So any message that tells us we have to sin or we can't stop sinning, no such thing as sinless perfection, nobody's perfect, guess what? God didn't teach you that. That didn't come from God. That came out of the heart and mind of men, and it was inspired by demons. The Bible says in Galatians 2, verse 17, is Christ the minister of sin? The answer is God forbid. So I thank you for tuning in today. I want to encourage you, glory to God, to go to www.someonecaresministry.org, and you can get more teaching of the Word of God. Thank you for taking the time to pay attention to how to rest in your soul. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.